Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
Peeper Seed Farms has four excellent seed wheat varieties for wheat growers to select from this year. Bob Dole, SY Monument, Green Hammer, and Smith's Gold all have very good agronomics to help farmers obtain maximum forage and grain yields, along with good milling and baking qualities. Call today to reserve your wheat for this fall. Call Joe at 580-541-1949. That's 580-541-1949.
You know, when someone pushes you, sometimes you've got to push back. For years, tobacco companies have been poisoning our people, targeting our kids, and lying about the dangers of tobacco. That's not okay.
We can do more to protect our children and help Oklahomans live longer, healthier lives. Join the fight at StopsWithMe.com, a program of TSET.
Big Tobacco needs to know who they're messing with. You ready?
Plains Grains continues to track the almost complete 2020 hard red winter wheat harvest. Montana's 71% complete, and they continue to report good yields, with a few limited exceptions. Some limited insect damage is being reported in the central part of the state. Overall, reported quality is good. Oregon's now 95% complete with harvest. They report average yields with good test weights and no falling numbers issues. There have been a few reports of lower proteins as harvest starts to wind down. In Idaho, 78% complete with harvest. They're reporting average to above average yields. No falling numbers or insect damage reported. Washington is 77% complete with harvest, averaging 11.8% protein on 1,300 samples collected and tested through the Washington State Department of Ag Grain Inspection Labs. Hodges says that with over 367 samples now in the 2020 database, test weights for the entire hard red winter wheat crop will average around 61.5 pounds, while the average protein has hit 12% for the season. Well, Congress won't consider any coronavirus relief until September, and the streamlined package won't likely include agriculture. Senate Republicans indicate they plan to introduce a skinny bill next month, according to the Hagstrom Report. Senate returns to session on September the 8th, and the House is scheduled to return for committee meetings on September the 8th, with the full House returning into session on September the 14th. The delay sets up speculation the general coronavirus aid may be included in spending bills that Congress must pass by September 30th. Congress must also pass spending bills to avoid a government shutdown. Many in agriculture agree that more aid is needed for farmers and ranchers facing the losses from COVID-19's pandemic. The failed HEALS Act in the Senate would have provided an additional $20 billion for agriculture. The CARES Act included $14 billion for ag, and the Coronavirus Food Assistance Program included $16 billion for agriculture. Well, McPhail Land and Cattle won champion team honors at the 36th Annual Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association Ranch Rodeo. 2020 is the seventh year that McPhails have participated in the event. This win qualifies McPhail Land and Cattle to compete at the Working Ranch Cowboy Association National Finals this fall. While winning champion honors is exciting, the OCA Ranch Rodeo is 12 teams of cowboys competing with one goal, and that's to support the Children's Hospital Foundation, says Weston Givens, chairman of the OCA Ranch Rodeo Committee. The OCA Ranch Rodeo has raised more than $531,000 for CHF since 1997 to help fund children's medical research and treatment for children right here at Oklahoma. The winning team didn't take home much more than bumps and bruises, but the camaraderie among the ranch teams paired with our mission of cowboys helping kids makes participating worthwhile and enjoyable, said Givens. Ranchers have a built-in instinct to care for others. We care for our land and our animals and produce safe and nutritious food that nourishes people around the world. Givens said, we really appreciate the Oklahoma Ford dealers for making this event possible since the first ranch rodeo back in 1985. Ford trucks and cowboys always have a few things in common, but the most obvious commonality is that they're both built Ford Tough. Thank you to all of our sponsors, the ranch teams who participated, and the fans that came out to cheer them on. You've got farm news on Ron.
We're for anyone who takes pride in doing things the right way. For more than 30 years, our Checkoff-funded Beef Quality Assurance Training and Certification Program has been guiding ranchers, veterinarians, and transportation professionals dedicated to moving the cattle industry forward. Raising consumer confidence in the safety and quality of their food leads to improved profitability. Get BQA certified at BQA.org.
BQA, the right thing to do. Brought to you by the Oklahoma Beef Council.
That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.